Hi, welcome to Bukasyon Podcast. My name is Randel Serrano. Open-minded ka ba? Tara, kape tayo. Enjoy listening as we talk about stories of calling and discernment to priesthood, religious life, single blessedness, and married life. Bukasyon is also being open to God's possibilities in your life. This is powered by the Abundance Network. Hi, welcome to Bukasyon Podcast and episode 11. Grabe, sobrang we just rested for a while and now we're back at ngayong araw na ito, pag-uusapan natin yung calling. We heard a lot of calling, specific calling to the state of life, but sometimes God is calling you in the ordinariness of life, in just ordinary situation or ordinary event. And God is calling you to be an inspiration. God is calling you to be a source of strength to other people. But before that, please don't forget to follow me on Spotify, Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, and Anchor.fm. And of syempre, please don't forget to leave your ratings or reviews. Please, please, please. And I hope you enjoy my story today. I'm so excited to tell you this story that happened last year, December before Christmas. At alam nyo, kami ng wife ko, every year, my wife, Wing, we would meet with their college friends and their respective families. We meet together for a Christmas gathering and a reunion na rin. So we would be going to different places kung saan merong bahay, no? Kung sino yung taya, kung sino yung sponsor. So we would go there. So we went to Calawan, Laguna for that, for our reunion. So normally what we do is we eat together, pray together, and give gifts, no? So gift giving. So yun yung nakaka-excite kasi yung mga bata, mas excited sila sa gift giving. So we've been doing this for 21 years now. At nakakatuwa kasi nakita namin kung gaano kami lumaki as bilang isang pamilya. We grew together as friends. We started out like small families hanggang sa dumami na, lumaki pati yung mga anak. And every year, we've been doing this. So last year, as a part of our yearly tradition, normally, pag meron kaming reunion, kinabukasan, the culmination of our reunion is we have our lunch out. Maghahanap kami ng isang place, have our lunch out, take pictures, kwentuhan, etc., etc. And yun, and we bid goodbye to each other. So last year we went to Farmer's Table Tagaytay. Napakaganda, napakasarap ng pagkain. But it was holiday seasons. So, ang daming kumakain, ang daming tao, ang daming bisita, there was no seat available for us. So, we had to wait like for an hour and a half. Grabe, tagal. So, gutom na kami. But, das galing pa kami all the way from Calawan, Laguna, ang layo. At we just enjoyed ourselves with our stories. Kasi na-miss namin yun for 2 years. Wala kaming reunion because of the pandemic. So, ang hirap. Kaya, sobrang na-miss namin yung bawat isa. Kaya, ang daming kwentuhan. So, pagkatapos nun, finally, we were called. No, sabi, meron ng reservation for us. So, we were like 20 plus, 24, 25, something like that. So, ang dami namin. Kaya talagang, we really had to wait for a table available for that would feed us all. Sa gagawin sana namin, hiwa-hiwalay. Pero, syempre, mas maganda kung sama-sama. So, and there, we enjoyed the food. Malamig yung simoy ng hangin sa Tagaytay because it's about to be Christmas. Magpapasko nung time na yon. So, kaya talagang sobrang ang sarap ng pakiramdam, no? Because it's the holiday feels. Ang sarap talaga ng mga ganung pagkakataon. So after eating, grabe, meron sa amin dong specific person, specific waiter who is a tending for us, who is really focused on us. Binagbibigyan niya lahat ng mga requests namin, lahat ng mga kailangan namin. He would wait there at talagang serve serve us everything. Kung ano man yung mga kailangan namin. So, ang name niya is si Jay. So, si Jay. So, we never knew that nung time na yun, our friends were staging a surprise for Jacob. So, they connived with Jay, the waiter. So to give a surprise for Jacob. So after that, so after ng dinner namin, actually lunch, parang lunch, early dinner na. So after ng pagkain, there came our host, si Jay. So meron siyang plate, nandun yung cake, may candle, and then there was something written on the plate na happy birthday. So but there was no name. There was no name. So yeah, lumapit siya si Jay, the waiter, to my wife at tinanong niya, ano po yung name ng celebrant? At sabi niya ng wife ko, his name is Jacob. So his name is Jacob. So, and then the singing started, happy birthday, Jacob. Happy birthday, Jacob. So everybody was happy and excited for Jacob because he's turning 7 December 25th. He's a Christmas boy. So talagang sobrang lahat ay excited with what's happening. At hindi pa natatapos yung song and Jacob blew the candle. No? Grabe, hinipan niya na yung candle. At napansin ko, si Jay, the waiter, was like, parang napuwing siya or something like that. So, nagulat ako, napa-atras siya, tapos pahid siya ng pahid sa mata niya. And same is true with my wife. So, she was looking at Jay. So, parang what happened? So, syempre, sobrang saya namin. Sobrang excited to sing for Jacob. Tapos, picture-picture, videos, and so on and so forth. Tapos, tinanong ng wife ko, naku, nag-sorry yung wife ko. Sabi niya, naku, napuwing ka ba? We were thinking that a speck of the candle, wax, or maybe some speck of the whatever, of the candle. So, maybe it went through the eyes of Jay. So, we were so worried. So, tinanong ng wife ko kung bakit napuwing ka ba? Naku, sorry ah. Sabi niya, kasi po, hindi po, ano po, naalala ko po kasi yung anak ko, sabi niya, ang name niya is Jacob also. So, but we can see, kasi malapit lang ako sa kanya, sa wife ko and kay Jacob tsaka sa waiter. So, he was really crying hard. So, kinuha niya na yung kanyang panyo, yung handkerchief niya, and he was really wiping his tears away. So, talagang nahihiya pa nga siya. So, sabi niya, kapangalan niya po kasi yung baby ko, Jacob din. No? Parang, what a coincidence, no? What a coincidence. At, wala na po siya nung July. No? Grabe, parang alam mo yun, parang sobrang high ng emotions, sobrang high ng aming situation, and everything dropped, and we were so silent, and everyone is crying. My wife was really crying hard because she was really touched by what Jay said, that si Jacob, yung anak niya, no, he died last July. That was December. So imagine, ilang months pa lang na nawawala yung anak niya. And his son, Jacob, was 2 years old. So he was wiping his tears away. Lumapit na yung mga kasama niya, yung mga ka-work niya. Inilagay siya sa gilid. Ako naman, sa sobrang tuwa ko, binigyan ko siya ng tip, so I gave him something because sobrang tuwa ako sa pag-asikaso niya sa amin. But he was really crying hard. I couldn't understand what's going on. Tapos, sabi sa kanya ng supervisor, maybe, or his friend, no, mag-break muna siya. Parang he took a break, 5-minute break or something. So he went inside the comfort room. And I suppose he was really crying hard there. Iyak siya ng iyak doon. So, ang tagal niya bago lumabas. So, we waited for him because we wanted to talk to him. We wanted to ask him what happened, ano ba yung nangyari sa kanya. So, pagkatapos lumabas na siya, hindi pa siya bumalik agad. Hindi pa siya bumalik agad nung lumabas siya ng comfort room. And we asked his fellow waiter, so fellow server there, so, natawagin si Jay and we would like to talk to him because parang pumasok yung pagiging preacher ko and alam mo yun, parang I felt like I'd like to talk to him. At nung tinanong namin siya, ang kwento niya, yung kanyang anak may hydrocephalus at he had seizures, but during that time, And I can still recall during June and July, yun yung height ng ano, that was the height of the pandemic na maraming cases na dinadala sa hospital. At ang natatandaan ko, ang mga tinatanggap lang nun are severe COVID cases. So, nag-seizure yung anak niya, hindi nila madala sa hospital kasi walang tatanggap. At that was according to his story that hindi na umabot sa ospital because of there's no way for them to bring his kid sa hospital. And it was heartbreaking. Grabe. I know for sure because I'm also a dad. I'm also a father. So, it was really, really heartbreaking. And we tried to talk to him. At kinuwento namin sa kanya, no, my wife specifically, nung kaharap namin siya, talagang naiyak lang ako talaga. And my wife was really crying. And she said that, alam mo ba si Jacob, we had him after 2 episodes of miscarriage. So, totoo yun, no? Kaya nga, ang name ni Jacob, that's why we named him Jacob, because aside from the meaning of Jacob, who is a cheater, aside from that meaning, I tried researching the meaning of Jacob, at ang meaning niya ay may God protect. Kasi naalala ko, nung nagbubuntis yung wife ko, kasi nga galing kami sa two episodes of miscarriages. So, I was really, really praying hard na, Lord, sana wag naman this time. Kasi ang sakit, no? It was really a painful experience when we lost our 2 babies, no? Kaya ang agwat ni Kelly from Jacob is 10 years apart. Grabe, ang tagal, no? So, it took us, and we never expected si Jacob, but I prayed. Ako, I really prayed for that. I really prayed for him that nabigyan kami ng baby boy. And God heard my prayers. Nothing is impossible to the Lord. So, parang, pero yun nga, nung nagbubuntis si wife ko, si Weng, may mga times that may mga series of bleeding siya. So, kinakabahan ako. Sabi ko, Lord, please protect this boy. I love this boy. I love my boy. I love my kid.
Hi, I'm Vanya.
I'm Isa.
And I'm Ayo.
And we know you're enjoying this podcast, so if you're looking for more stuff to listen to or to laugh to, you can try checking out our podcast. Try lang naman.
Yeah, my mom told me when I was a kid to always try things at least once before you say no. So you can try to listen to our podcast where we talk about anything and everything that matters to us. As in, kahit ano.
Yeah, so give a listen later after this podcast. Go check us out, follow us at That Sounds Holy, and we release new episodes every single Tuesday. So try it out.
See you, or hear you.
Journey with you.
Feel you.
See ya.
And any father could resonate on what I say right now, or what I feel, what I felt during those times. So, kaya talagang we prayed for Jacob. And lo and behold, talagang we were so blessed. At si Jacob was supposed to be, ipanganak siya ng 28, December 28, something like that. So, on cesarean kay Weng. So, she had CS for our 2 kids. Tapos, ito, CS din. She was scheduled like 28 or 30th of December pa. But the 24th, I remembered, may sakit pa ako noon. So, I had to sleep outside our room kasi ayoko mahawa si Weng dahil manganganak na nga siya. So, I was coughing and had colds. So, nasa labas ako. But 24th, 6 a.m. in the morning or 5 a.m. in the morning of the 25th, no? Masakit na raw yung tiyan niya. So, parang we had to go to the hospital. So, kailangan na namin magpunta sa hospital during that time. So, we rushed her to, we went to the hospital at grabe, sobrang, and at 7:10, something like that, or 8, around that time. At Jacob was born December 25. Grabe, so like 7 years ago. So sobrang blessed, no? Christmas boy. At may mga nagtatanong nga sa akin, bakit hindi ko pinangalan na Jesus? Ang hirap eh. Kasi kung ipapangalan ako siya ng Jesus, paano ko siya pagagalitan, no? Ang hirap pagka, paano mo pagagalitan kung pangalan niya ay Jesus? So we told Jay, the waiter, so we told him that we had Jacob before 2 miscarriages. So talagang sabi namin sa kanya, it was really a blessing. So talagang, and I told him that we're praying for him and his wife, and we're praying also for Jacob. Sabi ko sa kanya, hindi ko alam kung gaano, I cannot tell you na naiintindihan kita, kasi hindi ko alam kung pakiramdam ng mawala ng isang anak at and very very fresh pa to his memories, to recently lang nangyari. But for Jay, no, it's parang, and I still recall my wife told him that siguro, we don't know, parang kung coincidence ba itong nangyari na to, that our son's name is Jacob and yours also is Jacob's namesake. So we could feel, we can sense that those fond memories of his boy still lingers nung nakita niya si Jacob. Siguro nga, tingin ko, nakikita niya si Jacob, yung anak niya, dun sa anak namin. And it was really a painful experience. At sino naman makakaisip na yung kanyang Jacob, yung kanyang anak, will visit him that day. But well, we don't know what really happened, but we suppose, we feel that maybe that time, his son Jacob visited him through Jacob, through our son Jacob. Deep in our hearts, we know that that his boy visited his daddy. No, it is as if reminding him, Dad, I'm okay now. And I love you. Grabe, no? Parang kwento ko ngayon, parang naiiyak pa ako. Pero, syempre, we're just presupposing things out. But we felt like his son visited him, reminding him and assuring him, I'm okay now, Dad. I love you. Please send my love and kisses to my mom. Grabe, no? And grabe, alam nyo, nung pauwi na kami, we were dumbfounded by the experience. Grabe, sobra talagang, it really hit us harder. No? The hardest. Grabe, ang sakit talaga. So parang, nasa sasakyan kami, we were on our way to my parents sa Dasmariñas, Cavite. And we were all silent, all the 5 of us in the car. And we were crying. We were crying for Jay. And we were in this state of unbelief. Alam mo yun, parang hindi ka pa makapaparin makapaniwala na grabe naman yun na na-meet niya yung anak namin si Jacob. At naalala ko, no, bago kami umalis, we asked him to take a picture with Jacob. At grabe, alam mo, nung pinipicturean siya, nakikita ko hinihimas niya sa balikat si Jacob. It is as if like he misses really his boy. Kung pwede nga niya lang sigurong yakapin si Jacob that time. But we had pictures and we had also videos of the event. No, so makikita talaga kung paano nangyari, kung paano siya umiyak talaga. So at again, nung nasa sasakyan kami, we were all silent, all the 5 of us kami, but my daughter was crying. Talagang awang-awa siya. So sa nangyari, and we were crying for Jay and his wife. But you know, if there's one thing that left us, that took us away, is that we were so blessed by the experience. How our son Jacob was used, no, to be a reminder of love for someone who is in pain. Who is in pain. Alam mo yun, wala namang, it was just an ordinary lunch, ordinary event, ordinary reunion for us. Lagi naman namin yung ginagawa. We've been doing this for 21 years. Pero grabe yung experience. We were so blessed by that, no? How his son Jacob reminded him through our Jacob. So nakaka-touch lang. So pagdating namin sa bahay, kinuwento namin sa parents ko and sa mga pamangkin ko our story, and then they were touched by it, but grabe, parang amazing sila, sobrang gulat na gulat sila. So siguro ikaw din, maybe you are in this situation, sometimes you are in the ordinary situation na wala man lang, nothing so fancy, nothing so extraordinary, but God sometimes will use you, God is calling you to make a difference to the lives of other people, to be a source of strength to other people. Grabe, di ba? Minsan hindi mo inexpect yun. Minsan nga hindi mo naman pinaplano, minsan hindi mo naman ginusto, pero may sariling paraan ng Diyos, no? And if you are listening right now, no, I'd like to encourage you, no, to pray for every parent, no? Every parent who have lost their child. Grabe. So I don't mean this to be so sad, but really, real talk, it really happens. It's happening. That pray for somebody, a parent, or maybe somebody, anyone who have lost a loved one. Kasi hindi madali. Marami na ako nakita niyan nung dumating yung pandemic, no? Itong pandemic na to, sobrang hirap, sobrang those people who have lost their family loved one sa COVID. And it's really painful. It was really painful. If you are listening right now, say a prayer for those you meet every day who is fighting a silent battle. No, hindi madali. But is still fighting in spite of the loss. Maraming taong ganyan. Maraming tao na who are really struggling, na hindi maka-move on because of the loss of their loved ones. So, alam nyo, hindi ko makalimutan yung scene that Jay held our son Jacob so tight. No, ramdam mo yung pananabik sa anak niya na si Jacob din. Yung Jacob niya, no? And ano ba yung takeaway sa atin? Sa akin, no? Basically, life is too short. Itong pandemic na to, it showed us that life is really, 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 really short. Maiksi lang yung buhay. Hindi mo pwedeng ipangako. Kaya alam nyo, I worked in Jeddah, Saudi Arabia for 2 years. At na-amaze ako sa mga kapatid natin ng mga Muslims. No? At meron silang salita na gustong-gusto kong sinasabi lagi nila, no? Pagka sinabi mong, oh, mamaya magkikita tayo ron, ha? Alam mo, sinasabi nila, Insha'Allah. Insha'Allah, magkikita tayo mamaya. Imagine mo, mamaya lang yun, ha? Mamaya mag-basketball tayo, sasabihin nila, Insha'Allah. If the Lord wills, if God wills, life is too short. We don't know when will our end be or our loved ones, hanggang kailan natin sila makakasama. So, cherish the moment. Love and cherish every moment you have with your loved ones. At alam mo, sa hindi mo alam na pagkakataon, gagamitin ka ni Lord. Gagamitin ka ni Lord para maging kalakasan ka para sa iba. It may be a sad story, but I'm sure God will use you. God will use your story for His greater glory. At alam nyo, what's the funny thing is, my wife Weng had the pictures and had the videos. So what she did was she posted it in her social media account, yung story, and everybody was touched. Alam niyo, sobrang amazed na amazed sila, sobrang touched sila sa story. Tapos yung isa naming friend, what she did was she tried to track his account following yung account nung restaurant, and she was able to find the account, the social media account of Jay. At grabe, he posted his own story, no? He posted his own story, how he found our Jacob, no? It was really painful experience for him at kinuwento niya sa asawa niya. So, and we were able to get in touch with him, and he saw the story of my wife. So, grabe, parang, alam mo yung parang, the Lord is really orchestrating things out, and we were so blessed, and he was blessed also At you know, this story, I wrote this for the Feast magazine. So you'll get to have a copy of this. No? So I wrote this in Feast magazine. So, grabe. Sobrang nakaka-bless lang. Hindi mo alam kung kailan ka gagamitin ni Lord. At I'm sure that his son Jacob is happy now in the bosom of the Lord, in the arms of the Lord. At grabe, sobrang nakaka-bless lang. So, your calling may be that specific state of life, but sometimes, God will use you in the ordinariness of your life. God will use ordinary situation. God will use ordinary things for you. So, just allow yourself to be used by the Lord. Just allow yourself to be a source of strength for other people. So, this ends my story. At grabe lang talaga. So, please don't forget to follow me on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and Anchor.fm. And please don't forget to leave rating and also a remark for me if you feel blessed with this story and with this podcast. And I pray that the Lord will use you as well. In your own story, iba-iba tayo ng storya. Iba-iba tayo ng storya. At surely the Lord will open doors for you. Open your doors to new beginning. God bless you. Thank you, mga ka-open-minded, for joining me today. Please follow me on Spotify, and I pray that you will be open to God's call for your life today.